Iran warns Trump. Amid escalating Middle East conflict, Iran's Supreme National Security Council issued a direct and personal warning to Donald Trump, telling him to watch himself or face elimination. Following his claim that the ongoing war is very complete and ahead of schedule, the threat, delivered by Council Secretary Ali Larijani, framed Iran as unafraid of U.S. pressure and signaled a readiness for prolonged confrontation. The warning comes amid intense regional conflict sparked by the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, whose son Mojtaba has succeeded him as supreme leader. Iran has escalated attacks on Israel and Gulf nations, triggering missile sirens in Dubai, Bahrain, and Jerusalem, while Saudi Arabia and Kuwait reported intercepting multiple drones. Israel's defense systems intercepted incoming Iranian missiles over Tel Aviv. Iran's parliament speaker, Mohammed Bagher Kalibaf, rejected any notion of a ceasefire, insisting that aggressors must be punched in the mouth to deter future attacks. Despite Trump's public confidence, U.S. defense officials anticipate the war could persist, and experts warn his statements are strategic rather than conclusive. Dr. Bamomuri emphasized that the war costs the U.S. approximately $2 billion per day, straining taxpayers and global markets, especially with the risk of energy disruption in the Strait of Hormuz. Oil prices have dipped below $90 per barrel, and Trump has threatened to cripple Iran permanently if it attempts to block oil flows. Analysts like Dr. Katayan Shahandeh highlight that Iranians now see widespread destruction, economic collapse, and no significant political change beyond the succession of Mojtaba Khomeini. The war's objectives remain unclear, with Trump repeatedly shifting his narrative, creating uncertainty around the conflict's outcome. While Washington portrays the war as nearly won, Tehran appears to be fighting a war of survival, prepared for a drawn-out struggle.